92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. With concerns over ICE arrests increasing in the Midwest, the head of an immigrant rights group is trying to focus on good information. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frenta is pushing their round-the-clock hotline for confirmed ICE sightings.
It is 1-800-427-0213. And in nearly all of the recent ICE activity, which has picked up here in Wisconsin, this has been used as a way to centralize these reports. We have been encouraging people to not post or repost sightings on social media until they're verified in order to avoid unnecessary fear and misinformation.
Newman-Ortiz says the hotline is staffed by volunteers 24/7. Homeland Security says their agency is simply following current laws and wants to work with local departments on transfers of inmates. While the entire nation seemed to be thinking about football in the Super Bowl last week, one city had basketball on its mind. The Oshkosh Area School District held a special ceremony to honor one of its own, Tyrese Halliburton, who has excelled on the basketball court. Halliburton has become a household name in professional basketball, most recently as an Indiana Pacer. And last week, he was inducted into the Oshkosh North High School Hall of Fame.
I made it to the NBA. It's really cool. Been my dream my whole life, and I'm able to do that. And I hope that that inspires you guys up there to chase your dreams and do what you want to do, no matter what that is. That's not just basketball or sports or a job. Whatever it is you want to do, it's possible. But it takes a lot of work to do it, and it's worth it in the end.
Halliburton is a 2018 graduate of Oshkosh North. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau last week to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. Isabella Nieto reports.
They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should.
Diane Muehlmans is the new Waupaca County Circuit Court Judge for Branch 3. Governor Tony Evers announced her appointment last week to fill the vacancy created when Judge Raymond Huber died. Muehlmans will complete a term that ends July 31st, 2027. Prior to her appointment, she served as Corporation Counsel for Waupaca, Marathon, and Green Lake Counties. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of such programs in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans who are struggling with homelessness in our state. In honor of Black History Month, One University of Wisconsin is opening an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King. The showcase at UW-Eau Claire will be open all month, and according to UWEC officials, the exhibit in the Davies Center features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one consumer complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in 2025. The agency released its list of the top 10 consumer complaints of 2025 last week. Number two were complaints about telemarketing, which included phishing, spoofing, imposter scams, robocalls, harassments, and violations of the Do Not Call registry. Rounding out the top five were complaints about home improvements, telecommunications, and identity theft. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Milwaukee now with a three-game winning streak. The Magic are three games above the 500 mark, but they've lost six of their last 10 games. College hoops. The Badgers on the road tomorrow night against Illinois. The Fighting Illini ranked fifth in the nation. Game time 7 p.m. NFL. The Seahawks beat the Patriots 29-13 in the Super Bowl. New England head coach Mike Vrabel on the loss.
Just like every year, somebody's going to lose this game, and we have to remember what it feels like and make sure that it's not repeated.
The Seahawks' Kenneth Walker III told in high school he'd never play football because of blood clots. Could he believe he was voted the game's MVP?
Nah. If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP. So it's a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
At Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker from Super Bowl 60, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles or a flurry possible this afternoon. Our high in the upper 30s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.